It's Friday, the 26th of June, and it's 10:25 a.m. Long lie in bed this morning, both of us, because my wife's wanting to do one of our charity car boots tomorrow, and that means a 4:30 a.m. rise. So we thought we'd grab some extra Z's before we lose Z's. Actually, I could have slept on. It was her that gave me a nudge and said it's 20 past nine, got things to do. Anyway, I was just about to talk about the weather being overcast, but warm. Warm to warmish, but still very overcast, and now there's a very light drizzle, very light at the moment anyway. So if it stays like that, it'll be fine. No, actually, if it goes away, it'll be fine. Loads of activity in the garden this morning, looking out. As soon as I put the porridge out this morning, Mrs. Blackbird was right on it with her fledgling. They've only got one, that's apparent, but wow, is it well developed. I mean, it's flying amazingly well, and it's just constantly flapping its wings and opening its beak. And got it all wrong yesterday. I watched it pick at one of the geranium flowers, and I thought, no, my friend, you don't eat those. You're not a herbivore. Probably just curiosity. So it's flying and hopping about the garden, being fed by all sorts this morning. Oh, where did that come from? Well, it came from the west, that's for sure. It's actually quite pleasant. Well, it does annoy the binaurals. So, slept well last night. My wife slept well, which is good. She hasn't been sleeping too well recently with those ankle issues of hers. I'm feeling good. I am. Even in the shower this morning, my what should I call it? My mood switching chamber. Yeah. Shut the door this morning. That's usually when things start to happen this morning, because there was something in my mind that was quite enjoyable to listen to. No. To think about. So that kept the mood good. They made good in the hood. So yes, I'm feeling kind of good. Today was supposed to be a total day off for me because I've got some things to do, and I've got to go and see about tyres for the car. Which is no problem because I don't do the work, you know. And this is supposed to be a total day off for me. I told my wife I had things to do. I want to go on with them, and I don't want to be tied up by anybody else, etc, etc. Okay, fine. Yeah, I guess what happened early evening yesterday. Yeah, the tumble dryer has broke. I think it's a big bearing going in the back. The tumble dryer has broken, so I'm going to have to haul it out and see what I can do with it. And I don't want... It's supposed to be a totally free day. These things are just sent to try us, aren't they? They're like gremlins in the works. They just wait to sneak up on you, and the wee buggers get you. I'm not looking forward to dismantling the kitchen plinth, hauling out the tumble dryer, and spending maybe an hour or two. That's if I can fix it, if it needs an engineer. See, I can do bearings because that was also part of my trade as an electrical engineer, so I've got a problem with that, but if it's something else, it's something major that needs to be, and then I think we'll just bite the bullet. We did have warranties, but I'm not sure they're current anymore. Then I think we'll just bite the bullet and go visit one of the stores and get a new one. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy a new one than it is to pay an engineer to come and fix one. Unless you've got the warranty, of course. So much for my free day. That light drizzly rain is lovely on the face, like a gentle caress. Freshens the skin up, brings back youthful vigour. Well, my God, I need to stand out in it more. I got it wrong about the planes, the aeroplanes yesterday. My friend Paul Freeman at EMA put me right. Apparently it's only 20% during the trial of flights that's going to take the new route away from us, and the rest will still be flying overhead. So, good news for Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold. I'm just going to have to, what is it you say over there, Bernie? Suck it up? Yeah, suck it up. Actually, that's what they do, they suck up air, don't they? And blow it out the back. Anyway, I'll just have to develop more tolerance. Tolerance is a great thing in life, isn't it? Yeah. What we tolerate. I'm not quite sure. Is tolerate the same as acceptance? No? Possibly not. Speak of the devil. Yeah. Good show. Yeah. That one was hiding round the corner. So anyway, apart from that, all things are okay. Garden's looking well, really lush now. The room that I created by taking out the shrubs to get the new fence in, the plants are just seem to say, well, that's great news. We've just swamped this. They've done an excellent job on their own. Full march. That, got loads of flowers now. That, white geranium I spoke about, the one that grows tall, it's right in front of me, with the little lilac strips. There's a sport, one of the flowers has become a sport, and has developed like a butterfly, absolutely like a butterfly, where the two front wings, if you like. Butterflies have four wings, don't they? Anyway, the front is still the fleckled, the front two wings is still flecked. The back two have turned totally purple. Well, I wouldn't say purple, it's not purple, it's a lavender lilac. So that's a wee sport. And it's beautiful, it does look like a beautiful butterfly. There you go. Okay. Second big can coming, me going. You're only getting one, Bernie, and a half.